VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
Well, thank you for joining us on Crosstalk today. Ladies and gentlemen, this week, yes, even while some of you are off on vacation or planning summer activities, this week, the Muslim Caucus Education Collective has launched their inaugural conference taking place in Washington, D.C. They claim that this is the first ever national gathering of American Muslims in politics. The lineup of speakers, you can guess, Representative Rashida Tlaib, Representative Ilhan Omar, Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison, former Michigan gubernatorial candidate Dr. Abdul El-Sayed. The conference going on this week is said to bring together hundreds of American Muslims in politics, from organizers and activists to elected officials and organizational leaders. The theme? Phobia, real and present danger in our political discourse. Here to discuss this matter, we welcome back Usama Dakdak, the founder of the Straightway of Grace Ministry. He's a speaker on the daily radio broadcast, Revealing the Truth About Islam. He speaks fluent Arabic. He's translated the Quran into English. He's author of Exposing the Truth About the Quran and the newly released Exposing the Truth About Jihad. Usama, welcome to Crosstalk.
Thank you, Brother Jim. It's always my honor, it's my joy to be with you and all our wonderful audience.
Usama, are you surprised at the rise of Muslims in United States politics?
No, I'm not. As a matter of fact, I've been talking about that in your station for the last 5 or 6 years, where we're telling the American people they're not here but to rise up to take over this land.
Yes, and so as we delve into this, keep in mind that very issue that Usama's been talking about for years. And Usama, they state in their literature, the goal of the conference, they say, is to engage Muslim voters and to begin building long-term Muslim-American electoral power at the local, state, and national level to build our power beyond 2020, so the multi-ethnic, multi-racial Muslim constituencies can unite as one constituency across America.
You know, I love these words, long-term, the long-term plan, the strategic long-term goals for the Muslim Brotherhood in America. This is something I've been talking about in depth in my daily program on VCY, which is aired at 12:30. And I know that many people have been calling me, asking me, how can we get these on CD so we can listen to it? That's why I'm hoping we'll be able to post it on our site so people can see it, the Straightway site. But this is the reality of what Muslims are here for. They have long-term plan, Brother Jim. We in America think about the next 2 years. As a congressman or congresswoman, here is what I will do to you in the next 2 years, or maybe the next 4 years as a president, or here is the next long 6 years, but Muslims look for the next 4-6 generations. So what they're doing right now is actually what they have planned since 1991. From the Holy Land Foundation trial, we learned about the long-term plan of Muslims in America. And they said then what they're practicing now and they put in action, finding the Muslims who will be running for office to take over America, to throw the U.S. Constitution in the trash can, and it laced it with Sharia, Islamic law. This is the reality. And the problem is, we the American people do not know it. The church in America does not know it. The liberals who are used as useful idiots do not know it. Muslims are here with a long-term plan to take over America.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, I noticed one of the workshops is doing just that. He said, don't refer to it as Sharia law. You've got to find other words because people are fearful. You know, people are fearful of this. Don't use that term Sharia.
Of course, because the moment you say Sharia, American people may heard one or two sentences about Sharia. Well, Sharia does not really fit with us in America. But in reality, while they're saying don't say Sharia, there are some Muslims who already brainwashing the American people, like Imam Faisal Abdur-Rauf, like Julian Hussein, the executive director of CARE in Minnesota, and others who are telling us that Sharia and U.S. Constitution are on the same page. There's not too much differences. As a matter of fact, Imam Faisal Abdur-Rauf, this is the gentleman who tried to build the Victory Mosque in Ground Zero after September 11th. He said 90% of Sharia are fully compatible with the U.S. Constitution. So So in one hand, they're telling us we're on the same page. On the other hand, they're warning their own people, don't use the word Sharia. It's going to make people in America uncomfortable. How about call it hot chocolate? How about call it ice cream? You know, something else. So we don't scare or build awareness among the American people. But, Brother Jim, have the American people studied the Quran and learned the saying of Muhammad to know the source of Sharia? Not only they will not allow these people to meet in Washington or anywhere in America, they will actually demand them to be thrown out of America because these are the greatest enemy of America, of our freedom, of our Constitution, everything America stands for. But once again, Hosea 4:6 is true. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Usama, I'd like to share some other goals that they mention. And one thing that I found very interesting, when you go throughout their website, you'll see our goal is. But all of these goals are stated differently. And this time they said, they say our goal is to deepen organizing and political education with a clear trajectory toward governing power, the ability to share the policy agenda that reflects the lived experience of Muslim and Americans. In another place on their website, they speak of expanding Muslim American civic and political power. And yet another spot, they're going to hold a brainstorm session over this conference this week to build Muslim American political and electoral power. And one other place, they said, together we can build Muslim American political power. So you put all these together, it's very clear, Usama, their purpose is governing power over the United States of America.
Exactly. Let me read to you what we have shared in our radio broadcast in our presentation, revealing the truth about Sharia. Now, what I'm about to read now, it's not something written in this article like you're reading the last few days. We're talking about something was here in America 30-some years ago. The Muslim Brotherhood and their organizations in the U.S. are dedicated to a process of settlement that they termed as civilization jihadist process. Listen, Brother Jim, to what they said. They said, under the title, The Long-Term Goal for the Muslim Brotherhood, Brotherhood members emphasize that they follow the law of the nation in which they operate. So they, right now they tell you, we're American. We love the Constitution of the United States of America and we follow it. But listen carefully. They stress that they do not believe in overthrowing the U.S. government, but rather that they want as many people as possible to convert to Islam. Why is that? So that one day, perhaps generations from now, a majority of Americans will support a society governed by Islamic law. So listen to this. In the beginning of their talk, they said, we believe in U.S. Constitution. We live by the U.S. law. Why? Because we are waiting for the right time when we have enough Muslims in America who will help us to govern this country by Islamic law, which is the word Sharia. Islamic law is Sharia. Mustafa Saeed, a Floridian, who left the U.S. Brotherhood in 1998, says he found out, listen carefully, that the U.S. Brotherhood had a plan for achieving Islamic rule in America. First, it would convert Americans to Islam and elect like-minded Muslims to political office. Second, this is my own word here, it is to get rid of the U.S. Constitution and replace it with Sharia, Islamic law. Brother Jim, this is a long-term goal. That's what Muslims have been planning. And this is for over 30 years. We just start talking about it today. We should have talked about that literally 30 years ago.
Does it surprise you, Usama, that CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, has been active at promoting this conference and they're also participating in it this week?
I believe CARE are behind everything America, Muslim in America are, literally. And what is so amazing, what eats me in my chest here and makes me so upset about what the American doing, you will not see people like me or you on Fox News or CNN, but you'll see the members of CARE. Why? Because they know how to talk from both of the sides of their mouth. In one hand, they will tell you what they stand for. And when you hear what they stand for, you feel so good about it. And I hope you're going to read that statement a little bit later. But on the other hand, if you really know, you need to know what's inside CARE. You have to understand CARE is a Muslim brotherhood. When we talk about Muslim Brotherhood, Brother Jim, I'm talking about those who cannot really right now in Egypt operate their business. If you are a member of the Muslim Brotherhood of Egypt, you'll be arrested. You'll be put in prison. And if you resist arrest, you'll be shot and killed on the spot. This is what the Muslim government of Egypt under Assisi are doing to the Muslim Brotherhood. But here in America, they wear suits and ties, and we welcome them on Fox News, and we had welcomed them in the past many times in the White House, and they are right now running as congressman, women, senator, and every name like you mentioned earlier. These are the Muslim Brotherhood, the root of all evil of what Islam is. The jihadists of America, who just happen to present themselves as a moderate. How? They wear suits and ties, and they know that they should not use the word Sharia, but use some other word for it, because that is going to hurt us to take over America.
Well, let me read to you from CARE's website, because they're promoting this conference, and they say CARE is America's largest Muslim civil liberties and advocacy organization. Its mission is to enhance understanding of Islam, protect civil rights, promote justice, and empower American Muslims.
Okay, Brother Jim, if you don't mind, I want you to read this one more time, slow and slow on me, because I really need to give the true picture of CARE to the American people, at least our Christian audience and those who are interested to hear the truth. Would you read it again slowly and stop for me once in a while? I'm going to say, let's stop here to talk about this. What is CARE again?
It is America's largest Muslim civil liberties and advocacy organization.
Civil liberties. Do we have liberty in Islam? What freedoms they're talking about? Why would they not have CARE in Egypt? Why would they not have CARE in Saudi Arabia? If you talk about civil liberty, why would they not have CARE in 57 Muslim countries? Why CARE only exists in America? And what else?
Its mission is to enhance understanding of Islam.
Whoa. Enhance understanding Islam or enhance Islam? There's two different sentences here. When you say enhance the understanding of Islam, well, the best way to understand Islam is just go to the Quran and read it. Go to the Hadith, the saying of Muhammad, read it, which is the source of Sharia. These two references here. But if you're talking about enhancing Islam, that makes sense. We're going to make Islam a brand new Islam just for the West to be deceived by our lies. But you cannot enhance the understanding of Islam. Islam is what is in Islam, the word of Allah in the Quran and the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith, which is also known by the Sunnah, how Muhammad lived his life, how Muhammad practiced Islamic law. You cannot enhance Islam, but you cannot enhance the understanding of Islam, but you can enhance Islam. How? By bringing propaganda Islam for the West. What else they said there?
Well, okay, enhance understanding of Islam and protect civil rights.
Civil rights. Since when Muslims have civil rights? Where can we find civil rights in the Quran or in the Hadith? You see, these are words, if you hear it, you fall in love with it. Why not encourage these people and support them even financially and have them on Fox News?
Usama Daktak with us. I tell you what, we're going to finish their statement right after the break. This is Crosstalk on VCY America. And as you and I are talking today here on the broadcast, as we speak, the Muslim Caucus Education Collective is going on right now in Washington, D.C. We're dissecting that today here on Crosstalk, giving you information on issues and even some of the workshops that are going on this week. Back in just 1 minute here on the VCY America Network.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, popular creation speaker and author with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, now some people say that they don't believe in God because they can't see him. Is this a legitimate argument?
No, I don't think it is, Chris. Now, it does take faith to believe in God, but we see all sorts of evidence of him. We see the results of what he has done. We see many truths in the Bible verified by science and history and thus have a good reason to have faith in the rest. Chris, it amuses me to see so many people believing in aliens. We've never seen an alien. We've searched the heavens with fine detail and can find no clue that anything is out there. But they'll believe in aliens before they believe in God. Life is so complex that it must have been created. And that's the Back to Genesis truth.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Visit our web store at icr.org/store and use the promo code FACT at the checkout when ordering your That's a Fact DVD.
Tell you, folks, there's a great wooing for political candidates, Muslim political candidates for office, going on this very week. It's called the Muslim Caucus Education Collective, taking place in Washington, D.C. They're launching their inaugural conference. Yes, Kara is very much involved in the promotion and in the participation in this event. We're talking with Usama Dakdak from the Straightway of Grace Ministry. We're talking about, from Kara's own website, they say that Kara's America's, and we have only finished part of Usama's explanation here, but Kara's America's largest Muslim civil liberties and advocacy organization. Its mission is to enhance understanding of Islam, protect civil rights. Usama, the next portion they say is to promote justice.
I love it how Muslims in America talk about justice. And American people got good feeling about justice. Who stand against justice? But Brother James, the word justice is a dualistic word. It is a word that has too many meanings. In Islam, when we talk about justice, we talk about the justice of Allah in the Quran. There's rules already been set. If you go above these rules or below these rules, then you are not practicing justice. But if you live with these rules, then you are fulfilling justice. What is justice in America? It is men and women are equal. It is black and white are equal. It is all people are equal. Justice is we all treat the same. But justice in Islam is not that way. In Islam, a man, a Muslim man, is set different, is set above a Muslim woman or a Muslim slave. Therefore, justice in Islam has a completely different meaning than that we understand in America. When I say a man have two children, a boy and a girl, in Islam, justice is for the boy to inherit twice as more than the girl. But that's in America, that's not justice. That's injustice. In Islam, a female voice is equal to half of a male. So when we talk about justice, Americans need to understand what is the measurement of justice according to the Quran? According to Muhammad, and then you find out there is no justice in Islam. And once again, do we have justice in Egypt? Is there justice in the Muslim world between Muslims and non-Muslims? As a Muslim man, I can't kill a Christian in Egypt, and I will not be put to death for it. Why? Because Sharia, Islamic law, teaches that I have the right to kill an infidel, but an infidel family have no right to take my life for the death of their own. And so on. If I am a Muslim man, according to Sharia, and my daughter or my son left Islam, commit adultery, killed another Muslim, I have the right to kill my own sons and daughter. Why? Because they left Islam. They commit apostasy. But is this justice?
So let's, so we carry his missions, enhancing understanding of Islam, protect civil rights, promote justice, and the final one, empower American Muslims.
Exactly. That is true. That statement here, I have no doubt that's exactly what they believe, and that's exactly what they have, and that's what they will do. And this is 100% fact, no joke about it. But before we even leave that point, Brother Jim, I want to share to you what the real teaching of members of CARE. Now, you see, this is what CARE said on their website for you and I and all the American people to hear and read and fall in love with CARE. But here is the true picture. The director of Dallas Council on America Islamic Relations, CARE, Mustafa Carroll, made a surprising and shocking statement during a Muslim rally in Austin. Notice now here, that's not a meeting for everybody to come in, only Muslim rally. Muslim meet together and the true Islam will show up. This is in Texas. He firmly believes that the message of the Quran is supreme over the United States Constitution. He, that is Mustafa Carroll, said, if we are practicing Muslims, we are above the law of the land. Let me say it again, Brother Jim. If we are practicing Muslims, we are above the law of the land. Welcome to the reality of the real picture of CARE. So you can read all this hogwash talk about CARE, and none of it is true, but here is the real picture.
Wow.
They are not here to live with our Constitution. They're here to throw our Constitution in the trash can and replace it with Sharia, Islamic law.
Again, folks, CARE being both a promoter of and participant of this Muslim Caucus Education Collective. Now, Usama, a plenary session was held early this morning, And here is the title, Impacts of Phobia in Our Civil and Political Discourse. And some of the participants in this were Keith Ellison, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Abdul El-Sayed. All were slated to participate. They even state on their website, quote, "We cannot forget our community is targeted by the highest leader of the land with the rising fears of Muslims." Usama, what do you have to say to this matter of Islamophobia?
Well, here's the deal, Brother Jim. Muslims in America are enjoying our freedom. They're enjoying our constitution. So they have the right to say whatever they want to say. But on the other hand, if somebody like me will expose their lives, then immediately on the spot, I am Islamophobic. I am an extremist. I am an anti-Muslim. I am a hate monger. I am a racist. And I am anything you want to say. So, reality, there is no phobia of Islam, because if we know Islam, we should all be living in real fear. There is a huge difference between irrational fear and rational fear. If you know the truth about Islam, and if you know what they believe, and if you know why they're here, even according to their own handwriting, I'm not talking about a book written by some Christian or some Jew or some atheist. I'm talking about their holy land, from the Holy Land Foundation trial, this the strategic goal, the Muslims in America are telling us what they will do to us. They actually, they said that they will use our own hand to destroy our own. They're talking about practicing jihad in America, eliminating the West from inside America by using the Muslim believer's hand and the infidel's hand. When you talk about removing American from the existence, removing our way of life and our freedom from existence, shouldn't you have some fear? Don't you care about your children and your grandchildren? And I'm not saying as a Christian I live in fear, but how about a godly fear, a fear that I will do anything I can, everything possibly I can to protect America, to protect our Constitution. There are those who died centuries, a few hundred years ago for us in America, that we enjoy what we have today. Why can't we, the Americans, stand up for in facing of this tyranny coming to America by the hand of the Muslims, who are telling us by their own handwriting, we're here to eliminate you, to remove you from the face of the earth, to make America a Muslim country. Shouldn't we have some fear of that? Of course we should.
I find it very interesting that, I mean, you have been called a hater, you've been called a xenophobe, a phobe, an Islamophobe, and just a couple hours ago finished up, according to their schedule, a session entitled Running on Hate, Facing Anti-Muslim Campaigns Head-On and Winning. So they're evidently talking how to deal with people like you.
Well, Brother Jim, here is the reality. We do not hate Muslim people. We love Muslim people. We hate Islam. And any person with common sense must hate Islam, not because I said so, but because that's the reality. I mean, who would say it's okay for Muslims to practice many of the evil teaching of Islam? I mean, I don't know. How can you tell me that female genitalia mutilation in America is okay? Who can tell me that cutting the hand of the thief is okay? Who can tell me covering women in full hijab with a small hole in front of the left eye, that is a full burqa, is okay? Who can tell me that no freedom of religion is okay? Who can tell me that women should be beaten and non-Muslims should not wear arms? And who can tell me that there's no freedom of press or freedom of artistic or freedom of speech or freedom of thought? These are Islam. So we hate these things of Islam, the ideology of Islam, the beliefs of Islam. But at the same time, we love the Muslim people. I am here to serve God in this world, to reach out to the lost Muslims with the love of Jesus Christ. I'm here to let them know the reality of how evil Islam is. When I say Muhammad is a child molester or a pedophilia, it's not because I am hateful to the Muslims. It's because I love the Muslims. It is true. They can look in their own books and find out that Muhammad was 51 years old when he married his favorite wife, Aisha, and she was 6 years old, and he was involved with her sexually at the age of 9. Brother James, this is reality. This is fact. To speak about it does not make you a hateful person, but it makes you a loving person. Like you go to a doctor, and the doctor finds you have some bad cancer. Will the doctor lie to you and say you're okay and just move on with your life? Or the doctor give you the bad news, you have cancer, and you may have a few months or a few years to live. This is what the Straightway of Grace Ministry do. And that is what we do on DCY. We share the love of Christ with the Muslim people to reach out to them with the truth of Christianity to save them for their eternity in heaven, not to spend their eternity in hell.
It seems to have a very partisan bent to this. I was looking at the Muslim Caucus website, and it asked this question: why the Democratic Party? Why not independent or no party affiliation? And Usama, here's a response. They said the reality is that all political power in the United States is shared by two parties, Democrats and Republicans. The Muslim Caucus of America shares common values and priorities with the Democratic Party. We want our democracy to work for all Americans, including Muslim Americans, and the best way to ensure that is by working with the party from the inside out.
Well, it is destroying America from inside out. Believe it or not, Brother Jim, I believe all liberals in America, the Democrats, they believe they can use the Muslims to gain power. If they can get this 5 or 7 million more votes, they can take over the White House and they can control the country. They get the power. But what the liberals do not know, that the Muslims are using them as useful idiots. They are useful idiots. They do not know what they're doing. And if you notice, in all these meetings where the liberals welcome, hug, and kiss the Muslims, they have no idea whom they are hugging, whom they're kissing, whom they're empowering to gain power in America. And trust me, I will not be surprised 2020 to find some Muslim running as a Republican just to balance their stand here that they're not just Democrats, they're also Republicans. You cannot be a conservative and American Muslim. You can't. First of all, American Muslim itself is a lie. There is no such a thing as American Muslim. As we just read from Mustafa Kemal, he said, if we are practicing Muslim, we are above the law of the land. We are here to practice Sharia. So you cannot tell me you're a Muslim and follow the Constitution. It is temporary. Muslim Americans are Muslim, not Americans, but they add the word Americans to their title until they take over America. And trust me, they will never call themselves Muslim Americans. They will call themselves Muslim Sharia, Muslim Allah, Muslim Muhammad, Muslim their own country. That's why they will never assimilate with us. This is a reality with all the Muslims, including those who are serving right now as Congress ladies, Ilham Omar, Rashida Tlaib. They will tell you, like Linda Sarsour, we will never assimilate with America because they cannot be an American and be Muslims at the same time.
Well, tomorrow there's going to be a full-day introductory workshop, and it's being held specifically designed to train first and second generation American Muslims to run for elected office, every level of government, folks, that's local, state, and federal office. And then, Usama, I was looking at the sonsoflibertymedia.com site, and they ran a story just a week ago with a listing of Muslims already preparing to run for office in 2020, all levels of government. I'm speaking of candidates I saw for Pennsylvania, California, Florida, Massachusetts, Virginia, Texas, New Jersey, Tennessee, North Carolina, Ohio, and some of these states have multiple candidates for multiple offices.
Well, Brother Jim, we talked about that, you and I, on Crosstalk just last election, 2018. And we said that before the election, we said right now there's 100 Muslims running for office, and next election there will be 200, the following election will be 600, and who knows, soon there will be Muslims in the thousands all over this country. And the only problem is we look at only at Rashida Tlaib and Ilham Omar and Keith Ellison, just three or four, and Dr. Al-Sayed, who lost the governor in Michigan. But in reality, there are hundreds of them running in local offices, including even just as simple as a member of the school board.
Yes.
Something Christians do not care about running to. They are here to take over America. They're doing a great job.
Back in just a minute. This is Crosstalk. Usama Dakdak is our guest. We'll be back in just a minute.
We live in a depraved world with sin and corruption all around us. There are many temptations to lure us away from our walk with the Lord. How do we stay clean, pure, and righteous in such a time? In Psalm 119, we are reminded of the importance of hiding God's Word in our heart to protect us from succumbing to sin. But memorization is difficult for many. This is why Thomas Meyer, known as the Bible Memory Man, has not only devoted many books of the Bible to memory, but he has also put together the King James Memorization Study Bible, where he breaks up every verse in the New Testament by phrases to assist in the scripture memory process. A helpful appendix also provides a list of important scriptures to memorize, from sin to salvation, in 10 verses. The Memory Study Bible New Testament is available for a donation of $20 or more by calling VCY 1-800-729-9829.
Just before we get back to our guest today, I would like to give a special welcome to new listeners to Crosstalk over radio station KVCC. This is your Christian voice. You're in Tucson, Arizona, 88.5 on the radio dial. Your voice for Christian communications. Welcome to new listeners in Tucson at 88.5 on the radio dial. Again, that's call letter KVCC. Usama Dakdak is our guest today. He is the founder of the Straightway of Grace Ministry. His website is thestraightway.org, thestraightway.org. You'll find many resources available through his site, books, DVDs, etc. Usama, as we're talking about this conference that is going on this very week in Washington, D.C., it is the Muslim Caucus Education Collective. And ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow is going to be a full-day session just dealing with the recruitment of candidates, Islamic candidates for office at all levels of government, local, state, and federal government, workshop being held tomorrow in Washington, D.C. I noticed that, Usama, at one place in their literature, they made this statement, and I quote, "Muslims have been present in America since its founding." Is that true or false?
Actually, it's more than that, Brother Jim. I have already, from the study we have done on the Discovery of Islam series, he actually told us that America was discovered by Muslims who came all the way from Africa in many ships, black Muslims, and they draw the map of America outside, inside, the mountain and the hills and the rivers. So they have done this years before Christopher Columbus ever came to America. So in simple words, America is a Muslim country. You just don't know it. Hmm. And when the right time comes, they will take over America and will add it to the Muslim world.
My, my. Well, Usama, I know you've been keeping your eye on our neighbor to the north, Canada. What's happening there politically in the matter of Islam? What can you tell us there?
Well, I say this. What you see in Canada right now, it will be in America 5-10 years from now. Now Muslims in Canada are not just looking for people to run for office. They have their own party there. We have Democrat and Republican independents in America. In Canada, they have the Muslim party. And no kidding, they have no worry about using the word Sharia there because they have the little bit upper hand than that which we have in America. When Muslims get to 5.5%, they actually take over the country. If you go look at the Muslim party in Canada, you will see they're there to practice Sharia, to replace the Canadian law, to that which is Allah demand or order the Muslim people to practice, and they will continue to grow up in Canada beyond your imagination. And don't worry, they'll have a few million Muslims coming to Canada in the next few years. So if they don't have the right number, the right people within the next 4 or 5 years, God bless the Canadians. They don't have a border. They just bring Muslims in airplanes. They would love to have them there with whatever they come with them. But it is time for us in America, Brother Jim, to wake up. All I'm asking the American people, read the Quran. Learn about Islam. Enough is enough of stupidity and ignorance of us as a nation. Therefore, when you after you study the Quran and you learn Islam, and you find there's nothing, no conflict whatsoever between Sharia and our constitution, may we have no border. May we have all Muslims coming from the whole Muslim world to America, and may we have them to be our legislators so they can go ahead and add Sharia to our constitution, then get rid of whatever goes against Sharia. Brother Jim, we must be educated. We're running out of time. It is happening north in Canada, and it's coming to a city near us here in America.
And folks, again, just for if you got question marks in your mind, Usama is saying to read the Quran because this is where you'll find the true goal of Islam. It is for conquest. It is for a worldwide domination to take place. It is to kill the infidel. That's what the Quran teaches. And Usama has been saying and warning people that we have this ignorance about us here today, an ignorance that purports Islam to be a religion of peace, when their book, the Quran, tells just the opposite. opposites. That's why he's saying don't be an ostrich putting your head into the sand. Know exactly what their goal is. And when they say a word, it has a total different dictionary definition than how you and I may understand a word. One other thing about Canada, Usama, I just noticed that they plan to allocate some $45 million to fight what they call systemic discrimination through community programs. It boils down to they're trying to fight against Islamophobia, and they have even approved, here's a definition that they give for Islamophobia. It includes racism, stereotypes, prejudice, fear, or acts of hostility directed toward individual Muslims or followers of Islam in general. In addition to individual acts of intolerance and racial profiling, Islamophobia can lead to viewing and treating Muslims as a greater security threat on an institutional, systemic, and societal level.
And, Brother Jim, as long as we will continue to be ignorant, Muslims take over America, there's not any great civilization which has been destroyed in the past by some outside enemy. Every great civilization was destroyed from within. And I believe Satan will use Islam to destroy America. All what America needs to do is right now is just elect some liberals into the White House, and liberals in our Congress, and liberals in our Senate, and Muslims will use the liberals to take over America, and we can kiss America goodbye.
Let me just say one other thing, and we're going to, let me open our phone lines, and then I'll get to the story. It happened at Home Depot, but our number here to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. If you have a question for Usama on this issue, you may not even have been aware that this Muslim Caucus Education Collective is meeting this very week here in Washington, D.C. It's meeting today. It's meeting tomorrow. Workshop tomorrow in recruiting candidates for Muslim candidates, local, state, federal government. Our number, 800-733-9829. But Usama, people in Connecticut got a taste of Sharia here just recently, some of the Islamic law. This is Robert Spencer at Jihad Watch post this, but also I saw the New York Post has the story. But the cow slaughtered in the Home Depot parking lot after escaping the meat market. They say the cow was stopped while in the process. The cow was, Robert says it was in the process of committing Islamophobia because it's escaped the halal meat market in Bloomfield, Connecticut. It was being prepared to be slaughtered in accordance with Islamic law, but they said Islamophobia was averted. The hapless cow had its throat slit in the neighboring Home Depot parking lot. So this cow escapes. They go and try and get this cow back to the slaughterhouse. They weren't successful, but one individual pulled out his knife and slashed the cow's throat to kill it right there in the parking lot. I guess that's consistent with Islamic law. Halal?
Sure, absolutely. That is the best way to kill a cow. It is the halal way to kill a cow. And I don't know why American people are surprised about that. As I grew up in Egypt, I've seen it all the time. And the celebration of Adha, Eid al-Adha, Muslims slaughter cows, camels, sheep, goats in the streets. And you're not talking about one or two cows. You talk about hundreds of them. The streets will be covered with blood. And they all say that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the merciful, as they kill these animals and slaughter them in the street in front of little children, Brother Jim. That's why I don't see any problem or any difficulty for the Muslims to grow up to be savage. They do not have this, different view of us, how we have slaughtered houses to kill animals and not in front of children. The children grow up to see that. Can you imagine with me going to a stadium like in Afghanistan or in Saudi Arabia or different places and they practice the rest of Sharia, the same Sharia which said it's okay to slaughter a cow like that in front of children. Also, you see them beheading people, stoning women, cutting the hands of those who steal, the thieves. And you're talking about in a public place, we're supposed to go watch soccer, that is the Egyptian football or the Middle East football. No, they watch beheading. They watch stoning. They watch all these evil things. And it's normal for little children to see this, and there's no fear whatsoever.
Let's go to the phone lines. Sparta, Tennessee, Pastor Dale, you're on the air.
Yes, my statement, my question for Usama Jack Doc, what do we need to do to wake up pastors in our areas regarding the Muslims that are running for office? And what we can do to get pastors engaged in those local areas, and I will hang up and listen to his answer. Thank you.
Great, thank you. Usama.
Thanks, Brother Dale. Here's a fact. pastors in America are no different than the rest of the people in America, than our politicians, than the liberal media in America. They all have one thing in common. They're all ignorant of Islam. They know nothing about Islam. If I can give my Quran translation to a pastor and read through it until chapter 9, even though there's 114 chapters there, okay? If they can read up to chapter 9, I guarantee you that pastor with his church will rise up and make sure that no more Muslim politician run for office, and if they run, they lose. But they're running for office. Our people are not running for office. These are the Christians. And our people care less about who's winning. As a matter of fact, many of us, of those who claim to be a Christian, they will vote for the Liberal Party and they will vote for the Muslims. And that's how they win.
Usama, if this pastor or any pastor listening right now would invite you to come to their church and to explain Islam to them, you've got workshop after workshop after workshop, presentation after presentation. You're available to do that, are you not?
Absolutely. We're one call away, Brother Jim. I've been begging churches, please, let us save America. Please, let's educate ourselves. Let me share with you. If the pastor will give me a couple hours or even a whole week every night for 3 hours, I'm willing to go to speak to any churches. The straightway.org, our website, 941-223-3698, my number. Once again, 941-223-3698. We are one call away from coming to educate you and your people about Islam. And we have a perfect presentation about that, which is revealing the truth about Sharia. We're almost finished with it on VCY, but we can come and do it in a PowerPoint presentation to your people, and it will be my honor to be there.
Again, if you as a pastor organize a group of pastors to come together, Usama has told us before that he would be delighted to come and address a group of pastors. He'd be delighted to come to speak to your individual churches as well with his seminars. You can reach him through his website, thestraightway.org, thestraightway.org, or by calling 941-223-3698. Let's go to Venice, Florida next. And Colleen, you're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to say I really, really am grateful for your ministry and Sharam also. The last time I heard him, I thought, wow, this is amazing. We need to get him speaking in our church. So I went online because I go to a great church, and I thought they certainly would be interested in this to see how to go about doing that. And I was completely shocked to see, I live in Venice, Florida, and Sharam is based in Venice, Florida.
Usama, excuse me, Colleen, just so you got your people mixed up. This is Usama Dakdak. He has his ministry that was based in.
Okay. Well, I'm sure I apologize,
that's
but
okay.
I'm sure you both have powerful ministries, and it's the same problem everywhere. He mentioned liberals being used as, or Democrats, as useful idiots. In a way, Christians are too, because why are these men not given more favor and given more of a mouthpiece in our Christian churches? Yes. We have wonderful churches that are not educating their people about what's happening here. And it's becoming such a danger to America, but yet it seems like they don't want to upset, along to get along. Don't say anything because it might upset membership.
Here's the fact, my dear sister. Well, thank you for calling, first of all. And I appreciate you. I am the one who lives in Florida. Brother Sharam lives in some other state in Washington, I believe. But here's the fact. Churches literally bit the bite. They took the shrimp in their mouth, which is the Muslim planted in America. The lie of Islamophobia, the lie of anti-Muslim speakers, hate monger speakers. That's why many churches are afraid to have me, because they believe the lies the Muslims put up on us. And it is time for the church to realize that they're not doing God a favor, they're not doing the Muslim a favor, they're actually destroying America by allowing...
I got to take a break here. Back in 1 minute. This is Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brennan House. Our website's worldviewradio.com. Americans must identify the enemy if we have any chance of self-defense or even victory. And many Americans have no idea that the greatest enemies of our nation have changed their name and infiltrated some of the most powerful institutions in America at the level of politics, economics, and religion. One such group is Hamas. They were started in the 1980s. They're a terrorist organization, no doubt about it, connected to Muslim Brotherhood, which was involved in the final Holocaust. And my friends, they hide under many names in America. CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations, and many others. If we do not understand who the enemy is, what their name is, if we cannot identify them, we cannot defeat them, much less defend ourselves against their attacks. This is exactly what my docu-movie, Sabotage, is all about. Americans had better wake up.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America, and certainly we apologize for the abruptness here going into that final break, but it's a hard break. So whether we're ready or not, here it comes. And to the individual, Colleen, who called in from Venice, again, Usama, your ministry has been based out of Venice, Florida. You have been there multiple times. You're willing to go back and speak in churches.
Absolutely. We went to Florida this year three times. I was in Venice three times. And if there is a church from my home city, call me. I'll be back. The problem is we travel over the country, so I'm every week or every other week I'm in a new state. So, but we're willing to go back to Florida anytime.
Sure, and they'll put you on the list at a time that's mutually agreeable in that regard. Let's go back to the phone lines. Salina, Kansas. Steve, you're on the air.
You know, Usama, I have to hand it to you. You stuck to your guns. You haven't wavered. I've heard you speak live and on the radio since 2012, and you only speak the truth. You're animated and emotional. That's great. That's how I am about this. But you speak the truth. So I'm going to paraphrase something here from Dave Dobermeyer, if I get it right. He said that hate speech or truth becomes hate speech for those who hate the truth.
Hmm. Amen. You're absolutely right, brother.
Very interesting.
You're absolutely right. Praise God for that.
Thank you, Steve.
You bet.
Our number 800-733-9829. Elizabeth is calling from Jackson, Mississippi. You're on the air, Elizabeth.
Yes, I want to thank Usama for trying to help America. And I also wanted to ask, I'm not trying to tell you how to run your ministry or anything, but I was wondering, I'll never forget that beheading of that lady at her workplace in Oklahoma. And I was wondering if you use that to try to help people to see the truth about the Muslim Brotherhood.
Well, thank you, sister, for calling. But here's the fact, not only Muslims are willing to behead infidels or kill infidels, but they're willing to kill themselves. They are willing to commit suicide for Allah. They are victims number one of Islam. So when you see Muslims do these evil things, say, how in the world do they do that? In the streets of London or in Paris or in Germany or all over the Muslim world or even here in America, in Oklahoma, how in the world do they do that? I said, even worse than that, how in the world someone is willing to put a dynamite, a bomb, around their own flesh and blood, their own children or their own selves, to kill an infidel. This is a strong delusion, the work of the devil, Satan, who is known to the Muslim by Allah, and they think they're serving God, but in reality they're serving the devil for the destruction of themselves and their children and the rest of the world.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth, for your call here today. Usama, as we have talked about this conference that's going on this week, July 22, 23, 24, in Washington, D.C., again, it's a Muslim Caucus Education Collective. One of the massive areas that they're doing is recruiting Muslim candidates for local office, state office, and national office. We have really seen what has happened even since the elections that took place here less than 2 years ago, but a year and a half ago or so. And what do you see in store for the United States of America if we continue in the ignorance that we are today as it relates to the topic of Islam? What do you see for this nation as it relates to ignorance even happening within our churches today as it relates to Islam?
More Americans will be deceived into the propaganda Islam that is your children and your grandchildren, those who are listening to us right now, will come to believe that Islam is a loving, peaceful religion. More Muslims running for office, and our parliament, our Congress and our Senate will be loaded by Muslims. Then Muslims will have the upper hand, which means they have more power in the country, and they'll be practicing Quran 47:35, that's Quran chapter 47, and verse 55, where Allah said, do not be weak, calling for peace when he has the upper hand, which means the problem we see today in Syria and Iraq and Libya and Egypt will be in America. That means Muslims will actually destroy this country from within. And the American people will fall on their knee. Here's the truth, Brother Jim. Muslims are here. And I believe, deep in my heart, one of the two things will happen. The church will rise up and truly love the Muslim people and share the gospel of Jesus Christ with them and lead them to Christ. Or we will continue to do what we're doing, which means we're not reaching out to them because we're ignorant of them, and then we're going to be afraid of them. And God Almighty, not Allah, not the devil, God Almighty will be using the same Muslims who've been living in America for years and years and years to discipline not just America, but even the church in America who lived in disobedience to the Great Commission. This is the future of America as I see it.
Usama, the Muslim Caucus Conference organizers, they state this on their site. They plan to help identify issues of common concern at the national and local levels and bridge the gap between traditional policy advocacy, fights for equality and justice. We've already talked about that. But they said including a 2020 presidential forum. They want to have a 2020 presidential forum, and they give us four C's of what to expect. Here's what they say. To connect, this is the first C, connect with a network of impassioned and engaged citizens dedicated to making what they call positive change. Number two, contextualize the path to power. Three, commit to organizing as one constituency. And four, to catapult and transform your individual efforts into the power of shared collective action.
And you know what, Brother Jim? All this will lead to that which they wrote by their own hand in 1987. As I read now, we must understand that our work in America is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying the West civilization from within and sabotaging it so that it is eliminated and Islam is made victorious. It is a Muslim's destiny to perform jihad. This is exactly what is the ultimate goal, the long-term plan for the Muslims who live in America.
Wow. Usama Daktak has been our guest here today on Crosstalk. He's a founder of the Straight Way of Grace Ministry. Again, his website is thestraightway.org, thestraightway.org. Put the words all together. You'll find there Usama, he speaks fluent Arabic. He has translated the Quran into English, an exact translation, and then compares the teachings of Christianity, the Bible, with that of Islam. You'll find it there. He's authored other books, too, The Truth About the Quran, Exposing the Truth About Jihad. Those are available, many DVDs available through his website, or he'd like to come in and speak to your group as well. You may reach him at 941-223-3698. Usama, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Brother Jim. It's always my joy. Appreciate it.
And folks, just a reminder, with this conference going on this very week in Washington, D.C., you know what their goals and objectives are. Are you taking time and praying for this nation? Thanks for joining us.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.